News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
Now, the long-awaited climate bill was passed last night in the Dáil. Critics have called it flawed. Are they right? To discuss this now, I'm joined by Brian Leddon, Green Party TD for Limerick City and Chair of the Oireachtas Climate Action Committee, and Independent TD for Kerry, Michael Healy-Ray. I might come to you, first of all, Brian. I presume you're delighted to see this bill being passed. It was quite a lot of criticism. It's quite heated in the Dáil last night. Some people saying that it was, and we'll get to Michael Healy-Ray in a moment, that it was disadvantaging rural Ireland, but other people saying it didn't even go far enough. Is this some kind of a compromise hodgepodge bill?
Hi, Ciara. Good morning. First of all, can I say today is a great day for everybody who's been pushing for years for climate action. And as you said, last night in the Dáil, it was passed by an overwhelming majority. I think it was 129 votes to 10 to pass it into law. And I don't think any other primary framework legislation that I know of in recent years has received such cross-party support. So it is a great day. Can I say it's a great day for Eamon Ryan, who has championed this for a long, long time, for everybody in the Green Party. But it's a great day for society as well. And with that vote last night, it's clear that there is a political support for this kind of
climate action. And you believe it's walked the right line, that it hasn't gone too far or not far enough?
Yeah, and as you know, politics is like walking a tightrope. I think what was critically important with this bill was that we did achieve the cross-party buy-in. I was very involved in that. As you said, I was chairing the Joint Oireachtas Committee on Climate Action. We took the bill back in October of last year. We undertook the longest pre-legislative scrutiny of any bill. Okay. We reported just before Christmas with 78 recommendations, and then the minister took that and updated.
Bring in Michael Healy-Ray here. Michael, a great day.
Well, good morning. I can share your optimism or enthusiasm here, my colleague. It's a great day because this is not a great day. It's not a great day for people living in rural Ireland. It's not a great day for our farming community. It's not a great day for poorer people who suffer from fuel poverty. And I'm very, very disappointed with Fianna Fáil, Fine Gael, Sinn Féin, Labour and Social Democrat backbenchers who have, as far as I can see, left the people down. Last night, for example, what happened was actually quite disgraceful. After many, many hours of committee, when a lot of the amendments that were put forward, genuine amendments put forward, over 200 of them, by different people, including people from the Rural Independent Group, of which I belong to, they weren't even fully considered. The minister, literally, it was a case of, this is Eamon's way or no one's way. And just because the way the deck of cards fell for him after the last election, he's able to hold the other parties in such a way that it's a case of, they'll do whatever he wants, they'll go along with whatever he wants, and that's why we're in the situation that we're in now, whereby I believe people are really being hard done by.
Let me bring Brian in. Brian, the Green Party are holding the rest of government to ransom. You are not involved or engaged with the idea of just transitions for people in fuel poverty, rural Ireland, farmers. You've disadvantaged many people by doing this, and in fairness, you're pushing an agenda that's going to destroy rural Ireland. I think that that's probably close enough to what Michael is saying.
I think it's impressive that a Green Party with just 12 TDs could hold the whole Oireachtas to ransom. The government was fully behind this bill, but the opposition was fully behind this bill as well. So that it is absolutely not true what Michael is saying there. And I just would like to say that rural Ireland is not made up of one type of person, and I don't believe that Michael to speak on behalf of the majority of people in rural Ireland.
Farmers are very unhappy about this. I think that is fair to say. They're very worried about the eco schemes. They're very worried about what this means for national herd reduction. All of those things are valid on Michael's part.
I think, look, we are entering a period of significant change, and that will be change across all sectors, including in agriculture. It is reasonable to have concerns, but it's important that we show leadership as well. Like, what's absolutely imperative is that we protect lives and livelihoods as we make these changes. We're setting forth on a really huge journey towards 2030 and on to 2050 to reduce emissions down to net zero. Just transition has to be woven into every decision we take, and that includes in protecting livelihoods in farming and in rural Ireland. Farmers are the custodians of our land, Ciara. They're going to play a huge role in changing how we use our land so that we protect nature and
biodiversity. They're not entirely sure they want to play the role that they're being asked to play. Let me bring Michael back in. Michael, there's great scope here for farms to innovate. Do you believe that climate action needs to be taken, Michael? Do you believe that things like our agricultural sector needs to change?
First of all, I've always said I'm not a climate change denier, but if this government were really serious about tackling the problems that we have, one of the first things they would be doing, they would be looking at, say, for instance, the high cost of insulation, the costs that it actually, the taxes that are put on insulation products.
Well, there are grants, Michael, for all of that.
No. If you study that, there's a 2-year waiting list. And if you look at the amount of tax and the increases that have gone on insulation products, it is absolutely frightening. If they were really serious, they would be saying, right, we'll take away the tax element from insulation products to make it more attractive and more affordable for people to insulate their homes. There are practical, sensible things that we could be doing with regard to our environment. But instead, what we've done now, it's like the typical story, too far east is west. And that's what the Greens have implemented now in this bill. And coming back to what has just been said about me, that what I said is not right, that the Greens aren't holding anybody to ransom. Sure, of course they are. The political reality is Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil wanted them. They needed them. They had to have them if they were to get the reins of power. The cost of having the reins of power is they must dance to Eamon Ryan and the Green Party's tune. And not only did they dance last night, they turned themselves around in such convulsions to line in behind him, they were going to agree to whatever he wanted. And to think that the amendments last night weren't even given proper consideration. He didn't accept one amendment out of over 200. Are you seriously telling me that some one of those amendments wouldn't have been something that would have been worthy of consideration? And I'll give you examples of what this is going to mean to people. People in our farming community, between here and 2030, for example. And this is not just all about farming. You also have issues to do with forestry. They're doing nothing to help people at present who want to plant land. And these are people who want to make a difference to our environment and to our
climate. Mike, let me put that last point just briefly to Brian. Brian, you're doing nothing. You're doing nothing to people who want to plant land, and you didn't take on a single amendment out of 100 that were suggested to you. Briefly, what do you say to that? 200.
Well, can I say just on holding the Oireachtas to ransom, all the opposition parties supported this. This was an overwhelming vote in favour of the bill, 129 votes to 10. So Michael is absolutely wrong in what he's saying. With respect to the amendments, this went through the longest pre-legislative scrutiny of any bill ever. It was 10 weeks right up to Christmas, 78 recommendations by the Joint Oireachtas Committee on Climate Action, which Michael unfortunately chose not to attend, and he could have, and he would have been very welcome to attend.
Last week, I gave 7 hours at a meeting with you on that Wednesday.
Those recommendations here were accepted by the government. The bill was redrafted. It went through extensive second stage in the Dáil. It went through extensive committee stage last week, lots of consensus
and lots of consultation. Look, thank you both very much for speaking to us this morning on that climate action bill. That is Brian Leddon, Green Party TD for Limerick City, and indeed Michael Healy-Ray, TD for...